It's time for the opening crack, the sideshow to the D&D show we normally do, where we taste and rank some epic brews.
Hey-o.
How we doing tonight, fellas? We have a full house.
Full house.
Oh, yeah.
We got two jacks and three kings.
If you couldn't tell, yes. We've got Damon back.
That's a full house. Or if you're playing Yahtzee, two threes and three fives.
Yes. Two of something and three of something else.
We do roll a lot of dice. So
except we only have four people here, so it's not really a full house.
I don't know. Where's the dog?
Oh, he wouldn't leave people alone. So Koopa the Dungeon Dog is not here tonight.
Is it like four of a kind, four middle-aged white guys?
I like that. Four of a kind. Perfect. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
I don't know either. But
four jokers.
Yeah, there you go.
That's for sure.
That'll work.
Unfortunately, I wore my contacts tonight. Otherwise, we also would have all had glasses.
Mine were killing me. I had to take them out.
You're like the jack in the deck of cards. It's not like the other ones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Ooh, this game of sequins going on? One-eyed or the two-eyed jack?
Okay, so we are off on the right foot tonight. Great job, everybody.
We wanted to keep this under a certain time.
I know, that's not going to happen. All right, boys, what are we drinking tonight?
Beer.
I don't know. No, we're drinking Chonk. The Sunday Sour Mango Apricot Orange Push Pop from Drecker Brewing Company out of Fargo, North Dakota.
Got to go to North Dakota. See the cattle and the wheat and the folks that can't be beat.
Rah, rah. Oh, is that a fight song?
I don't know if it's a fight song or not. I learned it.
I was on board.
When I was in college.
Oh, okay.
Tammy taught it to me.
Thanks, Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't remember Damon, welcome back to the show. Damon is the brewmaster for Steeple Brewing in Hastings, Nebraska. Glad to have you on again. Welcome back.
I'm back. It's good to be back. Can't keep me out.
Can't keep him down either, ever.
Now he knows where you live. He just comes in the door.
He just comes in the door. We just told him we were recording, and he showed up.
All right, boom. I'm here.
And then, of course, as always, Brett and Phil in the house. If you guys haven't taken a taste of the beer, I would say go ahead and do that. And let's chat a little bit about some flavors going on here.
This is our first sour. This is a new world for us on selection.
I would say for a sour, it's very sweet.
Yeah, it's more on the sweet side than sour.
Did you ramble off all the other flavors that are in it?
Oh, my goodness. I think so. Let's run through them again. There's a lot going on here. So there's a lot of varieties of chunk that Drecker comes out with. But this one specifically is mango, apricot, orange, push pop.
That's a lot of things.
So
tastes like ice cream.
Yeah, their gimmicks, they list gimmicks on the can, and it's mango, apricot, orange, vanilla sauce serve, and lactose.
I mean, I definitely get the vanilla, and it seems, at least for me, it comes in toward the end, kind of on the back of my palate a little bit. I didn't realize it had soft serve in it until we actually took a look at the flavors and the gimmicks on the can and stuff like that. It does taste very ice creamy to me. Like, it's not just vanilla.
Yeah, no, it's really smooth, right? I mean, just like the mouthfeel is really smooth. I think somewhere also you listed off lactose as an added thing, which that's what lactose does when you throw it in a beer, because it doesn't ferment. It just stays there, and so it just kind of smooths everything out. And it's not really very highly carbonated either, so you don't like get all those bubbles on your tongue, which just makes things feel smooth too.
Does it carry any flavor with it? Like, would it help tone down some of the sweet notes?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Just some of that sort of creaminess of it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely can feel it. I agree. Like, that was pretty obvious. I think when I first took the sip, I'm like, oh, there's lactose in there. It's just super smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the color of it as well. I'm going to guess that mango and apricot is puree when they put it in. That's a total guess, but it makes it sort of, that also just adds to that smoothness of it as well, and makes it thicker, but in a good way, I suppose.
I mean, I was going to bring that up too, because it's like, we talk about mouthfeel when we talk about beers, and this does have a thicker mouthfeel to it. Like, it's like we talk about beers being heavy or light. This is like thick, almost like
it's not quite a milkshake, but like
smoothie-esque.
Yeah, smoothie-esque. Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
It's like a push pop melted.
Yes, that's exactly right. Camp. Yes.
Yeah, I would say it's very well described. how they've described it. So it definitely has a different viscosity.
So this does come in at a 6.2 on the ABV. I don't think you would know it if you handed this to somebody. They would not go, well, I taste the alcohol in this. I'd be like, bull crap, you do. And then nothing on the IBUs.
I think if you handed this to someone and told them they were drinking a beer, they might think you're wrong.
I think you're absolutely right.
To be honest.
Mm-hmm. This is a good way to get somebody really drunk for the very first time. So
Chonk. The can is great. So I have not drank a lot of Chonks, and I'm not sure if they all have the cat, but the cat on the can is fantastic. Is a chonky boy.
So describe the can a little bit while we're here, if you would.
Orange, yellows, kind of that, if you think like creamsicle, it kind of looks like the creamsicle threw up on the can. And there's this massive, massive beast of a cat in the middle with green eyes. They're like slitted eyes.
It's a little kind of psychedelic.
It is. It is.
In running through their Facebook page, they've got a lot of versions of Chonk, like some with chocolate, some with strawberry, some with marshmallow, all over the board, all kind of unique, unusual beers that all kind of sound tasty.
I think Chonk is a real cat that exists.
Gotta be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Or did, and they're trying to resurrect it.
Oh.
That could be, too.
I mean, there is a pentagram, a
pentagram on the can.
Yeah.
So. I'm not sure where push pops and creamsicles come into that, but, you know, whatever.
Nothing else has been working.
Offerings, offerings to Chonk.
My gut tells me, like, I could probably not have multiples of these, but it would make an excellent dessert beer. Like, pour some of this over, like, put a couple scoops of ice cream in a bowl and pour some of this over it, and float a beer would be really good with this beer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
a nice one of these in the summer when it's like 100 degrees outside.
Oh, yes. Oh, gosh.
It's a good summer beer.
After
I agree.
It just snowed yesterday. I'm so ready for that.
Oh, God.
Okay, so let's head to Faerun. Let's talk a little bit about what's this beer called in the world of D&D, and what brew are you finding in? Phil, you're back after taking a week off, so you're going first this week.
Oh, I see how it is. All right, well, I think I figured out where this came from. So we're going to rename this beer the Sands of Summer, as we appropriately discussed. It is a great summer beer. And you can find this at a place where your worries melt away, like a sandcastle at high tide. You can find this at the Sunken Sand Castle, nestled in Waterdeep.
Ooh, Sunken Sand Castle. Is Waterdeep, is it like Amsterdam? It's like underneath water?
No, not fully underneath water, but it does have docks right along the Sea of Swords.
Gotcha.
All right, Brett.
Coastal city.
Got anything else? You want to throw anything else in there?
There's a bunch of backstory, but we're trying to keep under time limit today, so we're just not going to go there.
So what Phil's saying is he overachieved, and we're moving on. Okay, got it. Brett.
Mine comes in not from a single location, but this comes out of a rolling cart. Specifically, a balloon animal making cart.
What? Oh,
so
interesting.
The Wondrous Wyvern Creations cart travels from city to city, putting on birthday parties, summer festivals, just entertaining the kids. And the balloons don't quite cut it, so they'll...
So they serve them.
He's
alcohol.
Serving minors?
No. What the hell's
going
on?
Hold on a second.
Time out.
I don't know what the laws are in Faerun, but...
Everybody is going to have a great time.
So while the kids are getting their balloons, the parents can go off to the side of the cart, coming out kind of out of the back of the wagon, is the Bard's Brew's Tangy Tail.
I definitely thought we were going to throw, like, sidecar in there somehow. Like, they go to the sidecar.
Tangy Tail.
The Tangy Tail. Yeah. I like it.
Is it sketchy at all that they have to go around the back side of the cart?
They don't want the kids to see.
It's zoning.
Okay.
It's
front side of the car is kids. Kids are okay. Back side is adult only zoning.
It's,
okay.
It's a permit issue, really.
I'm glad we clarified that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Neverwinter gets pretty particular about those types of things.
It's, you know, the bureaucracy.
Because I feel like they're the man is keeping everybody down in Neverwinter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Damon.
Well, I felt that this was sort of a very sort of elevated brew, and there's sort of a lot going on, and I thought you're not just going to find this at any establishment. This is going to be at some of your classier, sort of more of a high end.
You're not going to find it out of a rolling cart.
Well,
shots fired.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where are you going?
Well, you know how like high end restaurants, they like their name is just like an emotion. or something. Because they just like they're just selling an idea or whatever it is that they claim that they're doing. So this is you can find this at the establishment known as the Wellspring.
Ooh, right? Okay.
And it's kind of like this pseudo healthy sort of like you go there under the guise of like I got a lot of money and I'm going to like the health spa sort of a place, but it's you really everybody's just getting drunk and that's you know it is what sure. it is, right? And the name of the drink is Restful Nectar. Is Ooh. The name.
That's
is the name.
Good.
I feel like this would be in the bathhouse in Baldur's Gate. Like people yes. go there. It's like the back room Ooh. At the bathhouse in Baldur's Gate.
So well, in
one of the many bathhouses in Baldur's Gate.
When they go to visit it and it shows up on their bank statement, it looks fine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I just went to the health spa.
Yeah.
One full treatment bath.
You spent $65 at the bathhouse?
We need itemized receipts.
Boy, I hope his wife doesn't ask about that. That'd be weird.
Awkward. Well, Ross, where are you coming at us from?
Well, I don't know about from so much, but this one, you'll find this beer sold in the Starhoof Creamery. So it is known for its milk and butter and stuff like that. But then, as a little side business, he started selling Caron's Orange Creamsicle. So good that you might just die. Caron, get it.
I do not.
You don't get it? Okay, Caron's the boatman in the River Styx. He ferries the people across the River Styx.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. That's where Caron comes from. And the head, it's run by a group of centaurs, by the way, with the head brewmaster being, his name is Thalos, is his name. So I don't know where this would be. It's probably out somewhere, not in a city, probably out on the plains.
Yeah.
Somewhere along a dirt road somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Like a creamery, sure. like a farm or something.
Well, sure.
Like that.
I mean,
yeah.
they're going to need some pasture.
For sure.
Right?
With his 50 head of cattle he's got.
Right. Okay. So this is a half horse, half human. Is
Correct.
That what it is?
Yes.
Running a cattle operation?
Who owns cows?
Yes.
I know it sounds weird, but it's fine.
They employ satyrs to do all the cow work.
Uh-huh. Goats. Cows, horses, it's fine. He's got everything.
Okay. Anything with hooves.
Wins lots of purple ribbons at the county fair. half a ribbon, I guess. That's a good goat ass.
Magic right milking.
Ribbon. Oh my God. Okay.
Lost control.
Went off the rails. Happened. It's all fine.
How are we doing on time?
Hey, we're doing great on time. This is amazing. So let's talk a little bit now. Anybody got anything else to add about your brew that you've come up with? I'm still a little sketched out by Brett's walking wagon of beer and balloons. Beer and balloons.
Ooh.
But think, if you saw that rolling into town.
Well, I would definitely check it out.
Yeah.
Yes,
how 100%. Excited you'd be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
He could. I don't know how he'd keep it cold, but he could sell like ice cream on the kid's side and then use that same like.
Oh, just beer some of it over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets the ice cream from the.
Oh, that's true. From the
Centaur
Creamery. Bingo. Hey, let's go into business together.
It's a
we got
licensing
this.
Deal.
That's right.
You're the supplier.
Hey, somebody's got to do it, right?
So, yeah.
It's fine. And then you can use my brew house, because I don't know where you're brewing your beer, but bingo. So you got the whole thing worked out.
We're a little worried about your sanitation standards.
You guys send it to the Wellspring. They'll rebrand it and upcharge
it. Kind of what it sounds like everybody does.
It's all perfect. We've got this whole thing worked out now.
It's the same product, just different label.
Right. It's like we're money laundering in Faerun. Yeah, whatever. Okay, let's talk a little bit about challenge rating for this one. So if you haven't been listened to the show in a while, we rank this on a scale of 1 to 20. And then cream ales, domestics would be on the one side with the 20s being double IPAs, imperial stouts, things like that with heavy hops, heavy bitterness, things like that. This one might be a fun one to rank, guys. Who wants to start?
What's the scale again?
1 to 20.
1 to 20.
So like one being really low, easy to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, this is like for somebody, like you're ranking this for somebody who has maybe never had craft beers before. Mm-hmm. So like as an entry beer, where would this be? Mm-hmm.
I can go.
Go, yeah.
I'm going to say this is, can I give out half? Or this is a whole integers?
Nope, I think that's fine. Halves are fine.
This is a 2. In my humble opinion, I think all of the fruitiness, all of the sweetness, all of the sort of creaminess makes it really, really easy to get into, I think.
Sure.
I would go just a hair higher than that at a 3, only because of the sourness and like kind of the bite that that has. That's not a beer bite by any means. You make a cream ale at, for one of your beers. That one, I think, was a little bit more entry level than this one, just because of that sharpness the sour kicks in to. Not necessarily a turnoff for non-beer drinkers. It's just you have to kind of like sour to get into this.
Sure. Yeah, I probably think landmine in that same realm, Brett, in the 3. Also, I really enjoy like the lactose in a sour like this, but to some people it could be a little off-putting. Like if they've never had it before, they might not want it to be a little, you know, a little thicker like that. So, sure. But flavor profile wise, yeah, it's really probably like a 1 flavor profile wise. So,
yeah, I think I'm going to give it a 1.5. I'm going to go even lower than the 2, only because I think if you put this in front of somebody and you said this is a creamsicle beer and you're going to like this and they tried it, I think they'd down the whole pint. I don't think that would be an issue with this beer.
I think you could set it in front of someone and be like, here, try this. I think you'll like it. And they would just knock it back and be like, that was delish. And be like, yeah, that was 6.2% beer.
Right.
Yeah.
And be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, what?
And also, yeah, that was technically beer.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go around the horn really quick. Yay or nay. This is for us. Would you drink this one again, Damon?
Sure. I think I already have.
That's true. He's been back. That's true. Brett?
I would lightly say yay. I'm not a big cream lactose beer type of person, so I would only have one of these occasionally, but I do appreciate it.
It's a yay for me. I loved it. I would drink another right now.
I say yay too. I don't think I could drink multiple of these like back to back, but I really want to try this as a float sometime.
Yeah.
I think that would be really, really interesting. Anything else to add, guys?
We need to try some of those other chunks.
I think
there's
so
some
too.
Interesting ones.
Hey, if you're out there from what's it?
Fargo.
Drecker Brewing Company again.
You got to go to North Dakota.
Yeah. If you're listening, please send us another chunk to try. I think that would be fan-flippin-tastic. But anyways, that's going to do it for this bonus episode. Stay tuned for more beer reviews in the future. You can check out our regular show, Bards and Barrels, anywhere podcasts can be found. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Bards and Barrels. Until next time, may your dice be hot and your beer be cold.